Welcome to Zikud Daf Siman Memor by Ram Goldar and Tirmas Sechas Chulin Daf Kuf Test, the 8th Perek Kol Basar. The Zikud Sechas Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three Dafs are going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, a Chachal, regarding the udder, Koru Umotzias Chalava, one tears it open and removes its milk before preparing it. If it was prepared without being torn, one doesn't violate the Torah prohibition of cooking or eating bas b'chol because a shechted animal's milk is not biblically considered milk. The Gemara records two versions of Rav's opinion regarding an udder roast without being torn. One version permits it even in consumption since roasting doesn't cause the milk to leave the chachal and it's not even prohibited rabbinically. Still, a chachil one must tear the chachal and remove the milk before roasting it. The other version rabbinically prohibits a roasted chachal in consumption, although the milk never left the chachal. A braisa supports the first version. Chachal shebishul b'chalav mutter, an udder which was cooked, i.e. roasted, with its milk is permitted. But a keva, the abomasum, meaning the fourth stomach of a calf or lamb, which was roasted with the milk it nursed from its mother, is forbidden. The braisa explains the difference. Zekanus b'meya, regarding the keva, the milk is collected in its stomach, i.e. and emerged from the mother's udder, whereas the chachal's milk never emerged. Pointing to the Gemara asks, Ketzad Koro, how does one tear open the chal prior to preparing it? Rav Yehuda says, Koro v'shesi v'arev. He tears it lengthwise and widthwise, v'tachu b'koso, and then presses it against the wall to squeeze out any milk inside it. Rav Elazar once told his attendant, Karoli v'ane'echo, tear a chal for me and roast it, and I'll eat it. This doesn't appear to be a chiddush since the Mishnah taught that tearing a chal permits it, and the Gemara explains, Hakamash Malan, he's teaching us this, that will be inan shesiva arabatachubakoso, that we don't require tearing it lengthwise and widthwise and pressing it against a wall for roasting it. Merely tearing it is sufficient. Regarding cooking, however, it must be torn both ways and squeezed against the wall to remove all milk, since the milk emerges from the udder during the cooking process and becomes rabbinically forbidden. And point number three, Yalta said to her husband Rav Nachman, Michti, called her Asanon Rachmana Sharon Kavase. Now, whatever Hashem forbade us, he permitted us something like it. For example, he forbade consuming blood, but permitted liver, which is made of blood, and tastes like blood. He forbade relations with Anita, but permitted Dam Tohar, blood of purity, meaning a basula's blood, and blood discharged a certain number of days after birth. He forbade Chelev of a behema, but permitted Chelev of a chaya. He forbade pork, but permitted the brains of a shibuta, which is a type of fish which tastes like pork. He forbade girusa, a non-kosher bird, but permitted fish tongue. Relations with a married woman are forbidden, but divorcee is permitted while her husband is alive. One's brother's wife is forbidden, but permitted as a yavama. A non-Jewish woman is forbidden, but is permitted as a yafas toar, the beautiful captive. Yalta concluded, "Be'inu l'mecho basu b'chalava, I want to eat something which tastes like meat cooked with milk." Rav Nachman told the chefs to roast a chachal on a spit without tearing it open. Although our Mishnah requires tearing them l'chadchila, Rav Nachman holds the Mishnah refers to cooking chachal, but roasting is permitted without tearing. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, a chachal, regarding the udder, kor umotzi es chalavo, one tears it open and removes its milk before preparing it. If it was prepared without being torn, one doesn't violate the Torah prohibition of cooking or eating bas b'chol because a shechted animal's milk is not biblically considered milk. The Gemara records two versions of Rav's opinion regarding an udder roast without being torn. One version permits it even in consumption since roasting doesn't cause the milk to leave the chachal and it's not even prohibited rabbinically. Still, a chachil one must tear the chachal and remove the milk before roasting it. The other version rabbinically prohibits a roasted chachal in consumption, although the milk never left the chachal. A braisa supports the first version. Chachal shebishul b'chalav mutter, an udder which was cooked, i.e. roasted, with its milk is permitted. But a keva, the abomasum, meaning the fourth stomach of a calf or lamb which was roasted with the milk it nursed from its mother, is forbidden. The braisa explains the difference. Zekanus b'meya, regarding the keva, the milk is collected in its stomach, i.e. and emerged from the mother's udder, whereas the chachal's milk never emerged. Pointing to the Gemara asks, Ketzad Koro, how does one tear open the chal prior to preparing it? Rav Yehuda says, Koro v'shesi v'arev. He tears it lengthwise and widthwise, v'tachu b'koso, and then presses it against the wall to squeeze out any milk inside it. Rav Elazar once told his attendant, Karoli v'ane'echo, tear a chal for me and roast it, and I'll eat it. This doesn't appear to be a chiddush since the Mishnah taught that tearing a chal permits it, and the Gemara explains, Hakamash Malan, he's teaching us this, that will be inan shesiva arabatachu b'koso, that we don't require tearing it lengthwise and widthwise and pressing it against a wall for roasting it. Merely tearing it is sufficient. Regarding cooking, however, it must be torn both ways and squeezed against the wall to remove all milk, since the milk emerges from the udder during the cooking process and becomes rabbinically forbidden. And point number 3, Yalta said to her husband Rav Nachman, Michti, Kolder Asanon Rachmana Sharon Kavase. Now, whatever Hashem forbade us, he permitted us something like it. For example, he forbade consuming blood, but permitted liver, which is made of blood, and tastes like blood. He forbade relations with Anita, but permitted Dam Tohar, blood of purity, meaning a basula's blood, and blood discharged a certain number of days after birth. He forbade chelav of a behema, but permitted chelav of a chaya. He forbade pork, but permitted the brains of a shibuta, which is a type of fish which tastes like pork. He forbade girusa, a non-kosher bird, but permitted fish tongue. Relations with a married woman are forbidden, but divorcee is permitted while her husband is alive. One's brother's wife is forbidden, but permitted as a yavama. A non-Jewish woman is forbidden, but is permitted as a yafes toar, the beautiful captive. Yalta concluded, "Be'inu l'mecho basu b'chalava. I want to eat something which tastes like meat cooked with milk." Rav Nachman told the chefs to roast a kachal on a spit without tearing it open. Although our Mishnah requires tearing them l'chadchila, Rav Nachman holds the Mishnah refers to cooking kachal, but roasting is permitted without tearing. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Tes, and this siman was suggested to us by Yaakov Lederer from Nof Ayalon, by Jacob Selesny from Kesaria, as well as from Aaron Warsaw from Queens. They all suggested that Kuf Tes is a Hatzalah kit. So here goes. When the Hatzalah member received the kit that included a burn to roast kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, and a sharp knife and instructions how to cut it open and remove the milk when there was ample time, his wife said she had always wanted to taste basu b'chalav, and he should roast some kachal for her. Once again, slow motion. When the Hatzalah member received the kit, Hatzalah member, kit? That must run Daf Kuf Tes. When that Hatzalah member received the kit that included a burner to roast kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, a kachal regarding the udder, kor umotzi es chalava, one tears it open and removes its milk before preparing it. If it was prepared without being torn, one doesn't violate the prohibition of cooking or eating basu b'chalav because a shechted animal's milk is not biblically considered milk. So when that Hatzalah member received the kit that included a burner to roast kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, and a sharp knife and instructions how to cut it open and remove the milk when there was ample time, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses how one tears open the kachal. So when the Hatzalah member received the kit that included a burner to roast kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, and a sharp knife and instructions how to cut it open and remove the milk when there was ample time, his wife said she'd always wanted to taste basu b'chalav, and he should roast some kachal for her. Which reminds us, Yalta said to her husband Rav Nachman, now whatever Hashem forbade us, he permitted us something like it. For example, he forbade consuming blood, but permitted liver which is made of blood and tastes like blood. Yalta concluded, I want to eat something which tastes like meat cooked with milk. Rav Nachman told the chefs to roast kachal on a spit without tearing it open. Although our Mishnah requires tearing them l'chadchila, Rav Nachman holds the Mishnah refers to cooking kachal, but roasting is permitted without tearing. So once again, when the Hatzalah member received the kit that included a burner to roast kachal without removing the milk in case of emergency, and a sharp knife and instructions how to cut it open and remove the milk when there was ample time, his wife said she'd always wanted to taste basu b'chalav, and he should roast some kachal for her. All right, so now it's time for a four blah bach hazara. Daf Kuf Hey. So the siman Daf Kuf Hey is a hacker. So here goes. And the hacker, that must be run Daf Kuf Hey. That's Kuf Hey backwards. So the hacker who hacked into the kosher restaurant computer system and discovered the algorithm they used to create a meat milk robot that provided bread and water to rinse and cleanse one's mouth between milk and meat, which reminds us, the previous daf taught that one who ate dairy and wishes to eat meat must first perform Netilas Yadayim, washing his hands and Kinuach HaPeh, wiping out his mouth. Basila says Meidich, he must rinse his mouth, and the Gemara clarifies that this is in addition to Kinuach HaPeh, not instead. Rabbi Zera says that Kinuach HaPeh may only be performed with bread. So the hacker who hacked into the kosher restaurant computer system and discovered the algorithm they used to create a meat milk robot that provided bread and water to rinse and cleanse one's mouth between milk and meat, and to do a fleishik meal to milchik meal, 6-hour countdown, which reminds the Gemara discusses how long one must wait to eat dairy after meat. So the hacker who hacked into the kosher restaurant computer system and discovered the algorithm they used to create a meat milk robot that provided bread and water to rinse and cleanse one's mouth between milk and meat, and to do a fleishik meal to milchik meal, 6-hour countdown, couldn't override the Maim Rishonim Achronim robot named Chova that washes one's hands as per needed in the beginning and end of the meal. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the laws of Maim Rishonim and Maim Achronim. Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashian said, Maim Rishonim mitzvah, the first waters for washing before eating bread are a mitzvah, v'achronim chovah, but the last waters for washing before birchas amazon are an obligation. A brisa calls both a chovah relative to emsayim, the middle waters between courses, which are rishus, optional. Daf Kuf Vav. So the Simon Daf Kuf Vav is a tightrope walker walking on a fine line, Kuv. So here goes. As one tightrope walker, that must run Daf Kuf Vav, Kuv, walking a fine line. As one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Tveria, in preparation for the act, which reminds us, Chizkiah says regarding Chamei Tveria, the hot water from the springs of Tveria, in notinu mehenu yadayim, we may not use them to wash our hands before eating, but we may immerse our hands in them before eating. Rav Yochanan says that although Chamei Tveria are valid for a Tamei to immerse his entire body, they're not valid for immersing hands alone. The Gemara goes on to explain the Malchokas is where one separated the Chamei Tveria into a small channel lacking 40 saw, but it is halachically connected to 40 saw. Rav Yochanan said this tefillah was decreed invalid, lest someone come to wash with his water from a kli, and Chizki holds there is no such gezerah. So as one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Tveria, in preparation for the act, the crowd listened to the announcer explain the reason for Netilas Yadayim, which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashian said, Netilas Yadayim l'chun b'fnei tzrach truma, washing one's hands for eating chun was instituted to form a habit for truma, meaning to accustom kohanim to washing their hands, because ordinary hands were decreed tamei and are metamei truma. Vod mishum mitzvah, and also because of a mitzvah. Abba explains that he means mitzvah lishmo adivre chuchamim. It's a mitzvah to heed the words of the sages who enacted Netilas Yadayim. So as one tightrope walker dipped his hands into a small channel, separated from the Chamei Tveria in preparation for the act, the crowd listened to the announcer explain the reason for Netilas Yadayim, and was wowed as another performer walked across the rope over the waters, washing his hands first to the joint, then to the knuckles, then the whole hand, demonstrating the different types of washing for Chuan Truma and the Avoda in the base of Migdash, which reminds us, Abraisa states that Netilas Yadayim for Chulin requires washing the fingers adaperik until the second joint in the middle of the finger. Washing for Truma requires washing adaperik until the next joint, the knuckles. And Kiddush Yadayim Raglaim, sanctification of a Kohen's hands and feet in the Migdash before performing Avoda, must be adaperik until the next joint, the wrist. Daf Kuf Zayin. So the Siman Daf Kuf Zayin is Kuskus. So here goes. When one man took the Revia-sized Kuskus measuring cup, Kuskus, that must be on Daf Kuf Zayin. When one man took the Revia-sized Kuskus measuring cup that had no holes to use for Netilas Yadayim, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses the requirements for Netilas Yadayim, such as Koach Gavra and a Kli of a Revias. So when one man took the Revia-sized Kuskus measuring cup that had no holes to use for Netilas Yadayim, his friend the Mefunik said he would never use a dirty cup to wash, and instead wrapped his hands in a cloth to eat his truma, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses Netilas Yadayim when eating without touching food, such as using a mapo or one person feeding another. So when one man took the Revia-sized Kuskus measuring cup that had no holes to use for Netilas Yadayim, his friend the Mefunik said he would never use a dirty cup to wash, and instead wrapped his hands in a cloth to eat his truma, before sitting down to eat his couscous with meat at a table with a stranger eating couscous with milk, which reminds us, when Rav Shimon Gamliel says that two guests at an inn may eat at one table, this one meat and this one cheese, and we're not concerned that one will eat from the other's food. However, Shmuel said, "Makirin zeh, if they know each other, they may not eat at one table, one meat and one dairy, because one might eat the other's food." Kuf Ches, so the Siman Daf Kuf Ches is related to kach, taking, and we use a pickpocket for the Siman. So here goes. When the Bas Bechav Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed, that must be on Daf Kuf Ches, kach, take. When the Bas Bechav Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud Olam HaRasha Midoraisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses deriving Talmud Olam HaRasha Midoraisa, a prohibited food's flavor, without its substance, is biblically prohibited from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together. So, when the Bas Bechav Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud Olam HaRasha Midoraisa from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, he dropped the piece of meat he was holding that had some milk on it into a pot of meat, making the whole pot aser because Efsher L'Sochoto aser, which reminds us, Rav holds that a piece of meat that a drop of milk fell onto when it was in a pot, the piece itself is like a nevela and prohibits the other meat with its own flavor, and holds Efsher L'Sochoto aser, even when it's possible to squeeze out the forbidden flavor from the piece, it remains prohibited. This opinion is shared by Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan, but Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe, and Reish Lakish hold Efsher L'Sochoto mutter. So when the Bas Machal Rebbe realized he was being pickpocketed by a Talmud, who only ended up with a paper outlining how to derive Talmud v'mamashim with the Reis from the fact that meat and milk become forbidden when cooked together, he dropped the piece of meat he was holding that had some milk on it into a pot of meat, making the whole pot us because Esher Asokhato Aser, and chased a pickpocket around the room knocking half a kazayis of meat into a pot with half a kazayis of milk, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what is the din if one combines a chatzi zayis of baser with a chatzi zayis of milk. Alright, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do you discuss the requirements of netilas yadayim, such as koach gavran, using a kli of a ravias? That's on daf kuvzayin. Good. Number 2. Which daf do you discuss whether kachal, an udder which was roasted without removing its milk, permitted? That's on daf kuftes. Good. Number 3. Which daf brings the malchokas of bird meat is considered meat midaraisa for the isra of basar b'chalav? That's on daf kuftal. Good. Number 4. Which daf do we learn that according to Rav, efshel asochato aser, even when it's possible to squeeze out the forbidden flavor from a piece, it remains prohibited? That's on daf kufches. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we learn how one tears open the chachal? That's on daf kuftes. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn about the reason for netilas yadayim for chulin? That's on daf kuvav. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss what the din is when two people are eating at the same table, one person eating meat and the other person eating dairy? That's on daf kuvzayin. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we discuss what the din is if one combines a chatzi zayis of basar with a chatzi zayis of milk? That's on daf kufches. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn that every forbidden food has a permitted counterpart? That's on daf kuftes. Good. Number 10. Which daf brings the opinion that ein beginim benos and tam, that sinus do not convey any flavor? That's on daf tzadites. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.